Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Carl, first, thank you very much, my friend, for calling me here on the 680 News line. How you holding up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Working hard, late nights in the studio. We got a big month in May, big month in June, doing a Germany tour. We're going to New York, performing in Times Square in 2 days. Got video shoots in Dubai, just a lot of things going on. I got a new album coming out this summer. So, good things, man.
Yeah, and you got a new single out too right now, correct?
Oh, my God. I don't know the rank right now, but DJ Gonna Save Us just came out yesterday. And is already, I don't know what number it is, but it just shot up the iTunes charts like at number 15 today. I mean, yeah, last night. So I don't know what it is today. So.
Congratulations. I mean, how does it feel? I mean, like I said, you and I have known each other for so long. And watching the success grow every time you release something, man, it's got to be, you know, really, really humbling for you knowing the amount of work that you have done over the years.
It's amazing, you know, but I think that comes from things like touring with Headley and, you know, just we keep growing and we keep growing our fan base and, you know, my Twitter followers, I've got like 56,000 now and almost 400,000 Facebook fan page fans. So, I don't know. I think just the more you keep doing and you just got to keep bringing it to the fans, man. You got to keep making music and keep bringing the hits, man. And that's what I focus on the most, you know, more than any PR stunts or anything else. I'm just trying to make great music as much as I can.
And, you know, you're always giving back to the folks, especially here in Canada and Toronto. You're always, you know, as busy as you just told me, you still make time for events to get close to your fans. America's Next Top Model Live, you're going to be part of all this, man. Now, I don't know how much you know of the event itself. If you can talk a little bit about that before we talk about what you're going to be doing.
Sure. I know we did a meet and greet earlier. I know there's a lot of stuff going on for it. I don't really know too much about the event. I just know that I'm going to rock the show, and that's my job.
Well, from what I understand, my friend, I mean, this is basically it's going to be, you know, really all about for folks who want to learn more about fashion and, you know, get tips and, you know, all different types of things going on. And, you know, they're going to be a lot of fashion celebs. But the cool thing is there are going to be a lot of recording artists who are going to be involved, including yourself, sir. Now, when it comes to fashion, that's got to be important for you because, of course, rocking the stage with your dance moves and voice is one thing, but it's another thing, too, man, when you can dress the part.
Yes. You know, I'm not it's funny. I'm not a big fashion guy for myself. But when I was doing the American Next Top Model meet and greet for the fans, there was two winners that I had to choose clothes for. And it seems I have a sense for other people's fashion, and I was right on the money for what they wanted. You know, and these two girls were, you know, aspiring designers and models and whatnot. So, and they were like, oh my God, you chose exactly what I want to wear. And so I definitely have a sense for fashion, but I have a stylist, man, and I focus on the music and she focuses on my style. And that works the best for me.
I have never seen you not dress well, my friend.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank
are you kidding me? I mean, trust me, you know how to dress.
You
absolutely,
you,
excuse me, know how to dress. What kind of performance are you going to be doing with this thing, man?
I think we're doing, if I'm not mistaken, a song or a couple songs, probably the latest hit or, you know, I'm just want to rock the stage, man. Just want to rock the show. I'm there. They know my place in this business. They're like, okay, we need the crowd to go crazy. We'll bring Carl Wolf and we're good. You know?
And of course, really cool. Also, one of your, good buddies is going to be down there too. Danny Fernandez. He's also going to be rocking the house, man. Another man who knows a lot about fashion.
Oh, completely. I mean, we were just hanging out the other day. We were doing something called Silent Library, which is an interesting show. And we were together like 3 days ago. Cool guy, funny guy. So, you know, it's all love, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, why is it important for you? I mean, I kind of said it for you, but I'd still like to hear you talk about it. I mean, I find that when you're involved in these things, it's hard when you are on stage for fans to get close to you. In this way, I mean, they can really get a little bit more of that personal one-on-one from you.
Yeah. I mean, we're on Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing all the time, and we're still connecting with our fans, but it's different when you see them in person, and you know, it's this human connection, and unlike working in studio and writing a song and kind of envisioning how your fans would react or thinking or dreaming about, you know, what they're feeling, what they're going to feel when they finally hear that song. It's, you're seeing it in person, and the actual reactions right in front of you, and it's just an amazing connection. You know, it's like you feel like you're changing the world. You know, even though you're not, you feel like it, and it's amazing.
My friend, like I said, I don't know where you get the energy from, but somehow, some way, you always do it. So we're looking forward to. Do you know what day you're going to be performing? Because I know the whole thing's going like basically all weekend.
I think it's the 5th of May, isn't it? I mean, that's what I'm. Am I wrong?
No, you could be.
You
know,
May.
No, you could be right, because like I said, I mean, it's going on 4th, 5th, and 6th. So
yeah, I'm on the 4th. I'm in New York City, so definitely not the 4th. 5th, I've got two shows: one in Toronto, one with Mahombi in Montreal at night. So it's going to be an interesting one. So definitely, I think it's the 5th. Yeah.
Like I said, how do you do this? Seriously, how do you do all this?
Man, I just, you know, sometimes it's tough, but difficult. Sometimes it gets tough, and I speak to my manager. I'm like, because I ask the same question sometimes. I'm like, how does Akon do it? You know, he's 10 times as busy as I am. So where does he get the energy? You know, and then my manager just tells me, no, man, it's just demand, supply, demand. So the more he's got, the more he just, you know, he picks and chooses, you know. For me, I just love doing everything. I want to try to do as much as I can, you know, while I'm young and energetic and I'm here on this earth, you know what I mean? And hopefully all my energy will just, do for good, and that's it.
Well, look, my friend, looking forward to it. I'm going to try to make it down there. If it's on the Saturday, depending, of course, what the time is, I'm going to try to make it down there for that. If I don't, I'm going to try to catch it the next time around because, yeah, you and I got to talk about the new album. And, man, you know, from day one, you and I knew something special was going to happen with you,
yeah,
and it has.
I know. You were amazing. You've always been supportive, and I've seen you since day one. I mean, you're always the one who's always there. Giving me some shine, so I appreciate it so much.
And family, we go way back. Look, before we wrap it up, website, Twitter, where do we go with all this?
Yes, Twitter is easy. It's at Carl Wolf with an S at the end, so Carl Wolf's. Fan page is facebook.com/ Carl Wolf fan page. And obviously, check all my comments. Even though I don't answer back, I'm always, you know, reading everything. I read almost everybody's comments. So, you know, I got it on my BlackBerry, and so I see everybody's comments, so it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. My friend, you have a safe, fun trip, and we'll talk when you get back.
Thank you, Rudy.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, peace. Bye.